Abaye and Rava, Gakomils, the Rabboni, Lo Savid, Yavid Mahani, or Yavid Lo Mahani. And we pointed out that, sorry, the Machlok is being Tosos and Davav. We'll come back to the second part of Tosos and Davav, Yerush Shem. And the Hagos Mordechai and Shavuos, the Rebar Peretz, about Shavuos. If I swear not to do something, and I do it anyway, is it Chal or is it not Chal? So we have the, here we have Rava. Kol Milsa the Amar Rachmana. We have the expansive version, which is, excuse me, I'm sorry, some sort of knas or shelo yehi chote niskar, which assumes, takes milsa as maisa. Any maisa the Torah told you not to do, if you do it, then it's lo mahani. Right? Because you did something wrong, just because you did something wrong. This is l'chora. This is l'chora, the svara of the Mordechai. Right? Here we have what are examples in Nachminas. Let's say, Shvua, Shelo, Yigarish, Oshelo, Yimkar. Here is the Mordechai, who says, Lo Mahani. And the Chassam Sofer assumes, everyone asks on the Mordechai, right? If the Mordechai says Lo Mahani, that should also affect the Shaila of Shabbos. What about Shofet B'Shabbos? Right? According to the Mordechai, if Mamish, anytime you do something wrong, there's this Knas, there's Shlo Yechote Niskar, that whenever you do something wrong, it shouldn't work, shouldn't be recognized, then why does the Mishnah say Mefurish that a Shofet B'Shabbos is... is Shchitas of Kshev, right? The Shaar HaMelech brings down. Everyone asked that question on the Mordechai and the Chassam Sofer. This not doesn't mean this is the sheet of Chassam Sofer himself. It certainly isn't. But the one I put on the sheet when he's answering up for the Mordechai, he says already the Shach was maybe the first person who asked on the Mordechai. What about Shochet B'Shabbos? And the Shach, excuse me. I'm sorry. An entirely different approach we'll get to. V'yishlomo, that's Mordechai, l'hachik siv, hi v'lachem, that there's a machlokas tanoim about Maisa Shabbos. It's found in Chulin and in Gittin and in Ksubas and in Bava Kama. Is Maisa Shabbos asur mutter? We know that we paskin, well, look in Shin Yuches, not even so clear how we paskin, like Meir Rabbi Yehuda, definitely not like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. We darshin, that it says, Kodesh hi lochem v'Shabbos gol krodem mahani ki isa ki agav shuytu reishmura. What does it say? It says Kodesh hi, Shabbos is Kodesh, and the mice of Shabbos is not Kodesh. Or lochem, meaning that whatever you use, you can still eat. Meaning there's a special because there's a pasuv that by Shabbos he avid mahani, and he says that's not a dochik answer to say answer for Rava. Okay, we're talking about Rava here. To answer for Rav, there's a special Xeris Akasov that's Mahani in this case. Because if you look at our Sugi and Tzmur, right, they bring a dozen cases, and, you know, half of them Bai has a special Xeris Akasov, half of them Rav has a special Xeris Akasov. So the Chassam Sofer says for the Mordechai, he says, Xeris Akasov de Mahani. Meaning, theoretically, it should apply to Shabbos also. Shabbos also. If you're Mechal Shabbos, the Shechita, it should be Nevela. The Shechita shouldn't be recognized. Obviously, if you build a house on Shabbos, it's built. Nothing that the Halach can do about that. But anytime you're dealing with something that's a Halachic consequence, if you Shechel on Shabbos, it shouldn't be Chal. We'll get some other examples in a second. Just, he has a special Gzeres HaKosov. There's also Shilta Giborim in Beitza, all the way near the end of Beitza, second last daf in the Rif in Beitza. We ask, according to Rava, if you sell something on Shabbos, why should it be Chal? Leaves that as a question. The Chassam Sofer would answer, oh, it's a special Gzeres HaKosov on Shabbos. The Maharash Yafe goes even further. The one quoting the Shishar HaMelech that we left off with, I believe. What did the Maharash Yaffa say? The Maharash Yaffa, here we have Kosei Get Bishabbos. The Maharash Yaffa said the Rambam Midoraisa's Machshir Get is written on Shabbos. Right, okay, it might be a problem with Midorabana, but it's Midoraisa Kasher. Says, how could that be? What happened to Yavid Mahani? Lo Mahani. So what does the Maharash Yaffa say? You have to do just a tiny, tiny, tiny drop of cheshbon here. It says this proves the Rambam holds like Abaye that he Yavid Mahani. Because according to Rava, it would be Lo Mahani. So now we're interested in Shita's Rava now. We'll get back to whether he's right that the Rambam holds like Abaye or not. What does he say? Lefi Rava. He says if you write a get on Shabbos, Lefi Rava, that's not a valid get. Okay, now you have, as Charmel pointed out, now you have a few kashas on, he doesn't even bring down all the kashas on the Maharash Yaffa. The Maharash Yaffa goes further than Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says, well, according to the Mordechai, the Ikaron, we should also apply Yavad Lomahani to Shabbos. But there's a gzeiras kasuv saving us. The Maharash Yaffa says, no, according to Mordechai, he doesn't say according to Mordechai, but obviously he's going out there. We should be Ikaron, apply Yavad Lomahani to Shabbos. And, in fact, we do. What's he going to do to go back to... And one of the questions Charmelch asked on him, I think it's someplace on this. yeah. Here it is. In the second paragraph, in the part of the part of Zirax, says, Darakashi Laihu, that according to him, then rubs against the Mishnah in Chulim, which says, Ashok B'Shabbos Chitaso Kshera. So, what is the Maharash Yaffa going to do with Shochi B'Shabbos? It's going to be difficult, Shochi B'Shabbos, unless you say that Shochi B'Shabbos is different because Shchita is not a Chalol, Shchita is a Metzius. Right? Meaning, that's an interesting question. We tend to think of there being a Chalos of Shchita, Shchita as a Matir or something, but it could be there's not really a Chalos of Shchita. Maybe there's a Chalos of Nevela, and Shchita is just not a Hechitimtzi of Nevela. So maybe, Bekoshi, right? Ulai yesh lomar she efshar lomar she shchita lo mahani uda kemo sorim ozen b'chor. Right, what does Tosfos ask in our Tosfos? Tosfos asks, if you put a mum in a b'chor, then why are you allowed to eat it? After all, you did a lav. So, those answers, in almost these words, he said, look, it's also put a mum. Once there's a mum, there's a mum. There's a din. Whenever there's a mum, you are allowed to eat it. So maybe you would say, look, any time you do something against the halachi, Ovid lo mahani, it's a general, any mice against the halachi, Ovid lo mahani, it's just that Ovid lo mahani means the chalos won't be chal. But if it's not a matter of chalos, it's a matter of metzios, then that's, if you look at Tosa and Dalar and Bezos, so say, Rav Arma Loma Hadi Midi, Kasha. Imke Choke Pesa al Chametz Lifsol, right? According to Rava, there's a lot of Shachar Chametz Dams of Fi. If you shech the Pesa when you have Chametz, it should be possible. The Yeshlom and Yerushalmi is Krola Hashi. Oh, the Xeris Gossip to Kasha. Meaning that really is Bechlau Rava, just as Xeris Gossip. The Kasha, Tsar Oz Mechor Litzar, if you put a moment of Mechor, it should be Aser. But it's obvious in the Sech B'choros that it's only Aser B'dorabon as a Knas, but it's not Aser B'doraisa. Yishlom B'dologar B'ilunach B'imomei Atzvo D'shari. Right. What is Tosfos' answer? Well, even if it had a mum by itself, it would be mutter. What does he mean by that? What he means by that is you did an aver by putting in a mum, but once there's a mum, there's a mum. Like, you can't say an animal with a mum is not edible. Because even if it got a mum by itself, it's edible. So I think that's what Tosfos means. What Tosfos means is that there's a limit. You know, or one way to think what Tosfos means. If you create a fact, you can't deny that that fact is there. And over here, by Tsar Moses Makor, you created a fact. Now it has a mum. There's a din of an animal with a mum, and there's nothing you can do about that. Likewise, now it's shechted. You didn't make a heter. You just shechted it. It's a fact that it's shechted. Once the fact that it's shechted, then it has to be kosher, as opposed to things that are Gemara, like Gerushin, and like Truma, and like the Hekdesh, which are Chaluyos that cannot be there. But so it says, it has a mum that you can't deny. You can't say it has a mum that's not kosher, because it's then that whatever has a mum is edible, rather. Likewise, maybe here, you can't say it's not Shechted, it was Shechted. Shechted is just a fact. Shechted is not a Chalos. You're not doing Chalos and you Shechted. You're just making it not die. And once you shechted it, maybe you could say a shechted animal can't be treif.
But doesn't shechita have a part of chalos also in kavanos and stuff? It's not just a straight physical.
Well, that's not so clear. Meaning, do we paskin you need kavanah shecht or you don't need kavanah shecht? Is very, very far from clear. You know, you certainly don't need kavanah to be matirat. You certainly don't need kavanah to make it kosher, meikar din. So that's it's an interesting question. Is shechita chalos? Or is shechita a just a mitzias, right? Just a fact.
You need das, right?
What?
You need das.
You need das. If you shech by accident, it doesn't count.
So
you
need looking at it and seeing that it was kehu shahud is not enough.
Correct. So that's so now it could be because you say if there was no das, it died by itself. Because if someone doesn't need das, they didn't do it. Happenstance did it. Okay, but that's an interesting hakira. Maybe how he defend himself. Where I get a little more stuck is. There seems to be a Gemara in Bava Kamma. Anyone ever learn Meruba about Zerok Nevosayach, Chatzeri, if you take the leave Nevosayach, or Akot Teinasa, Teinami Teinasi, if you take the leave Nevosayach, where a guy is Mechal Shabbos. Either he throws it to a Kenyan Chatzer, or he picks a fruit to do a Kenyan Chalipin, and he sells something to a Chal Shabbos, and it seems to be Chal. And that's clearly a chalos, meaning sale is selling something. It's an abstract, legal, legal chalos. It's not a fact. So it's not clear to me why that should be chal, according to the Maharash Yafa. So I'm not sure what he would do with that. The Maharash Yafa is going to end up in a little bit of trouble. But what we have here is we have a very clear possibility that we should take Rava to the logical extreme. We should say, any mice you do wrong, you can't benefit from. Then if you break your shvua, it doesn't work. And if you're Machal Shabbos, maybe it doesn't work, Maharash Yafa. Or maybe, like the Chassam Sofer, that it does work, is a special Xeris Akasa to take care of Shabbos for you. And then the Chassam Sofer just ends, interestingly. He says, Rav Yochanan Sandler, who Maisa Shabbos is Usher, doesn't darshan that Xeris Akasa. So he says, according to Rav Yochanan Sandler, not only is Maisa Shabbos Usher, but it's also not Chal. So according to Rav Yochanan Sandler, if you shechted on Shabbos, I mean, even Chasofer's mode, or Yochanan the Sandler, who's the Tana that Asher's Meister Shabbos Legamri, agrees with Maharash Yafa. According to Yochanan Sandler, if you shechted on Shabbos, it would be a double issue to eat it. Number one, you're eating Meister Shabbos. Number two, you're eating Nevela. Okay, that would be a big chiddush. So even if some Sofer admits there's one Tana who would apply it to Shabbos, but the other Tanami thinks it would have Xeris Akasif. However, that is definitely not the mainstream approach.
You need to write
both.
What?
However, that is not the mainstream approach. The mainstream approach is to restrict Rava. And mostly because the Achronim were bothered by, not by Shvua they weren't bothered by, I mean that you could say either way on, right? Tosu said, it must be that Rava wouldn't apply to Shvua because then they would have said in the Gemara. All right, that's not such a good proof. Maybe they only said things in Gemara that were mentioned in Brisas or that were regularly certain. The Mordechai said, that's bloody Shavuot. But Shabbos, you know, Shochet B'Shabbos, you know, it seems to be a, they didn't even bring it up, but the Chassam Sofer is Dochot. Shochet B'Shabbos, Rava has a Xeris Akasa to defend him. So why didn't they put an Arsogia with everything else that's Akasha and Rava and he has a Xeris Akasa to defend him? The Pashup shot is that it doesn't apply to Shabbos at all. Right, the Pashup Shabbos is also, we'll see, that the Rambam passes like Rava, and he says the Gelin Shabbos is Kasher. So the Pashup Shabbos is that it doesn't apply to Shabbos at all. Why doesn't it apply to Shabbos? So what most Achronim say, Rava doesn't apply to Shabbos at all. Why not? So we saw one or two formulations already.
It's the day that does it, not the Easter that you do.
Right, who said that? Right, that was the Shach. says it's only because of the day. The Taz used that formulation. Okay, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? It depends if something's usur in all circumstances, or only you happen to do it in the wrong way. That's what the Shach says. It depends if it's always usur to do, or only usur to today, like Shochet on Shabbos. So the Shach says, and the Taz says a similar thing. The Taz says it depends if it's really usur, or if it's just if it's usur mitzad atzmo, or if it's just usur because of how you did it. Right? I think they're saying the same thing in different words. Maybe there'll be a subtle difference between them. So, one answer is the Shach Taz Ve'od, who say that, or I'll listen separately. Shach says Rava is only if efshar lasoso beheter. Right? Only something that you can't do beheter. Right? Like all the examples in our Gemara. But shafting, which you could do bechol, and the Taz says something similar. He says Rava is only if it's usur mitzad atzmo. Only if it's shechita Shabbos, not usur mitzad atzmo. It's usur mitzad Shabbos. Shechita is a perfectly innocent thing to do. What are some of the other formulations that we've seen as to why Rava wouldn't apply to Shabbos? There's a famous Maharit they quote. Okay, that's by Shua. That's not doesn't help for Shabbos.
By not, it wouldn't chal, it wouldn't have taken away the Easter.
Exactly, that's the Maharit. I think the Maharit's in brackets, so we have it in the Shara Melech quoted, and the Rabbi Kivi Eger quoted, that Rava only, only if Bittol Hamaisa Yivata, only if Bittol Hamaisa Yivata be a favorite. Right, now, he doesn't mean that too literally, because Rav's whole shita is that even though it doesn't work, it's still an avera. What he means is that bitul ha'maisa would be mevatel, the part of it that the Torah didn't want to happen. Right? I mean, as opposed to Shabbos, right? On Shabbos, even if we say the shita is not good, you still killed a steer. And Shabbos, even if we say the get's not good, you still wrote. Right? On Shabbos, it's not going to save you from chilul Shabbos to be mevatel the iser, as opposed to the Yavzar Gemara. If you say Tzmur wouldn't be chal, then not that it would save you from the Isser. Rav's whole sheet is that you do the Isser for attempted Isser as an Isser. But it would save you from the main Isser that the Torah didn't want you to do. Supposed to hear where it wouldn't save you from anything the Torah didn't want you to do. Okay, that's the famous Maharit. Any other formulations? Sorry. If you recall, Rabbi Kivi Eger said he himself thought Lule Divrei, etc. And the Grizz. The Grizz and Rabbi Kivi Eger, but they point out, but Tosfos doesn't agree, because Lechora, if Tosfos held this, then he probably wouldn't have asked the question at all from Tzarim Oz and Bechor and from Andav Dalet and from Shua Andav Vav. They say is only if there's a specific pasuk which could be interpreted to mean you are unable to. Right? I mean, that's what looks. Abaye says don't in the Torah means you're able to, but you shouldn't. Rava says don't means you can't. You're unable to. So that's only when there's a specific pasuk, right? Like Tumura, v'lo yibirenu, means that you can't do Tumura. Or lo yuchal shalcha means you can't. You are unable to divorce her. Or kol shev mom lo yakri means you can't. You are unable to be makdish of almo. Obviously, when it comes to Shabbos, lo sasa malacha does not mean you are unable to do malacha. Obviously, you're able to do malacha. Right? Just you shouldn't do malacha. Meaning, you might, whether or not the shechita is chal, whether or not the get is chal, you're able to do malacha on Shabbos. The pasuk can't mean you are unable to do it. The pasuk obviously means you shouldn't do it. And then there happens to be one example where we could have said in the particular example of Shechita you're unable to, but we don't because it's not shot in the Pasuk. Why do they say Tosos doesn't agree to that? Because then Tosos shouldn't have asked even a half mean of a question from Shua. Obviously, Bal Yachal Devaro doesn't mean you are unable to break your Shua. Obviously, you're able to break your Shua. Meaning, whenever you have a specific example that's a chalos, of a broader iser that's not a chalos, Rava wouldn't apply. Because Rava can only apply to specific examples of iserim that are chalos when you could read the pasuk as you are unable to. And like, you lo yuchal shalcha, very reasonable, you are unable to. As opposed to general iserim, like bal yachal devaro, and lo sasa malacha, which apply to lots of different kinds of actions, obviously only mean you shouldn't. So the same word can't mean you shouldn't build a house, but you are unable to shecht a steer. It has to mean you shouldn't. Why did Tosos disagree with this? Because then Tosos shouldn't have even had a half a mina that by, if I swore not to divorce my wife and I divorced her, that should be lo mahani. Because obviously, val yachal devar doesn't mean you're unable to break your word. It means you shouldn't break your word. And likewise, our Tosos shouldn't have had a half a mina. By lo sishcha al chamit zam zavchi, it's a good half a mina. It's even a maskada. They need zeir sagas to get out of it. Yes, you are unable to, not do the maizir shechita. You are unable to make korban pesach shachot if you have chamit. But the second part, what? You are unable to put a mum in a bechor? Obviously you're able to put a mum in a bechor, right? The iser is putting a mum in a bechor. Obviously you're able to put a mum in a bechor. You know, no one's stopping you. Just that you shouldn't put a mum in a bechor. Right? You can't read the pasuk called mum lo yebo, which is the law of putting a mum in a bechor, or in a kachim, as you are unable to put a mum in kachim. Obviously you are able to put a mum in kachim. You know, just chop off its leg. You just shouldn't. So therefore, since Tosas even asks these questions and doesn't just say, obviously, that can't be shot in the Pasuk, it seems that Tosas doesn't agree with this derech, which is why Rabbi Akiva Eger says, I would say this, in the words of the Rishonim, and the Grizz says, I like this idea, but we see Tosas doesn't hold for it. But that's also a possibility. What are they all getting at, though? I think that there's a lot of confusion in the, and here, I'm not going to get into all the real detailed cheshbonos of all the later achronim. But I think it's just worth pointing out that really all of these shitas are saying the same thing. Really all of these shitas are saying the same thing. There's a lot of confusion, and especially with the Maharit, and there's a few achronim who take the Maharit too literally. They say, well, it depends if it would save you from an aveira or not. And so they go through all kinds of of pilpulim. Well, what if I shecht, on Shabbos, and I don't know if it's a makalkel or it's a metakein, and it's only metakein because now I can eat it. I mean, that actually would not be a good example, that would be metakein anyway. But you go through all kinds of pilpulim as to if I can find some indirect way where lo mahani would save me from an iser, then we'd say lo mahani. I don't know if that's what the Maharit meant. What do all these people mean? What's the intuition behind them? Why should this be? Why should it be that Rava is only if there's no mutter way to do it? Lomahani is only if there's no mutter way to do it. What do you mean? If I did something wrong with Lomahani, what difference does it make if there was a mutter way to do it or not? What does the Shach mean? What difference does it make if there was a mutter way to do it or not? Right now I shechted on Shabbos. Right? So the only sheet that I really understand is the shita that the Grizim Rabbi Eger bring up, but say Tosa doesn't agree with that. It's a matter of reading Pesukim. So it's a matter of reading Pesukim, I understand. Rava only applies where you could read it into the Pasuk. He's not a general idea. But the Shach and the Taz and the Arid seem to take him as a general idea. What's the Svara? And I think the Svara, the Shach and the Taz and the Arid is exactly the same thing. They're just, I'm not claiming they're exactly the same shita. I'm claiming they're the exact same general shita, just each one has their own nuanced litmus test. What do they mean? What's the Svara of the Shach? What's the Svar of the Taz? What's the Svar of the Maharit? What's the Svar of the Maharit? Lomahani only applies if it saves you from the Aveira. So first of all, what do you mean? You mean Lomahani is like a Kira project to save us from Aveiras? And which is the way some are going to take the Maharit. I just don't fully identify with that. Especially since Rava's whole Shita is that it's Lomahani and you did as much of an Aveira as Abaye thinks if you were Mahani. Why? Because Rabbi's whole sheet is that Avraham Eir Drachman is an Aveira, even though you haven't accomplished anything. So the Maharit doesn't mean that Rabbi's Lo Mahani only applies when it would save you from an Aveira. Adraba, Rabbi doesn't save you from an Aveira. He said it didn't work, and you still did an Aveira. So Rabbi's not a Kira project, according to the Maharit, even though you'll find in some Achronim taken that way. they take them overly literally. So what's a svara? What's a svara, the Margaret, only if it saves you from the Avera, which it doesn't really. What does he mean?
I think it's the whole count. What's Mahani? What does it mean by Mahani?
I think I know what Mahani means. Pashup shot, at least, without getting into one subtle, one slight problem. Mahani means the chalos is not is chal. Lo Mahani means the chalos isn't chal. That I can handle. Chalosis, obviously, it doesn't refer to whether the physical thing works or not. Obviously, if I build a house on Shabbos, the house is built, and someone could live there. Obviously, if I cook food on Shabbos, it tastes good. That, there's nothing that the Torah can do about. But if it's a matter of chalos, the Torah says, lo Mahani, the chalos isn't chal. That doesn't bother me so much. I think the real machlokes is what's milsa. And this Rav Chanan points out. I don't know if anyone got a chance to look at Rav Chanan in brackets. Rav Chanan says, I have my own derech in this. But I think Rav Chanan is just saying what everyone else's derech is also. Rav Chanan says, these are the main formulations. The Kovetz Aros. Rav Chanan says very poshut, yes? What does Rav Chanan say?
I don't know.
Or just answer my previous question.
Like, it seems like the first three are like, they're all agreeing that like it's a case where the mice that you did is like by definition of mice yeser. Like when he says Yifshar, that's up to Behater. They're all saying like whenever you do that mice, it's going to be an Avera. And so like that's why you take away the mice.
I know, but you're right. Well, I don't see how you put this Margaret yet, but I think you have to say better. What does the Kovetz Aros say? He says very pashut. He says, and again, he says Rava only applies if the Isser is in the Chalos, not the Maisa. He says, when does Rava apply? When the Torah answers the Chalos, and you try to do that Chalos, it doesn't work. You don't even have to use the word chalos. If you don't want to be a brisker, you could just say totsah, right? I'm not trying to make any fancy conceptual anything here. When the Torah assers the chalos, the result, and you try to achieve the result, then it doesn't work. If the Torah assers the maisa, and the maisa happens to do a result, then that's not what Rabbi was talking about. Meaning, I think the sort of all these shitas is that milsa equals I think that's pasha what everyone's trying to say in different words. Kol milsa d'amarchon osaviti yavlo mahani doesn't mean if you do something you shouldn't have done, it doesn't work. No. It doesn't mean if you do a maisa. It means if you try to achieve a result that it was illegal for you to achieve, you can't achieve that result. If you do a maisa you shouldn't have done, which happens to achieve a result that you could have done, then that's perfectly fine. Right? Meaning it's not a knas. It's that, it's not a knas, it's not a lo yichote niskar. What it is a principle. If the Torah forbids accomplishing a result that means that means the Torah doesn't want the result. So it's not chal. That's what Rav is saying. And I think that's really what everyone's saying. What's the Kovetz Aros saying? He's saying, on Shabbos, the Torah is not assering the result of the chalos shechita. The Torah is assering the maaser shechita because it's work. The Torah is not assering chalos gerushin. Meaning, on Shabbos, the Torah is not interested in, the Torah never said, don't have your meat become kosher. Don't have your wife be divorced. No, the Torah says, don't work. So you worked. You did the maisa the Torah was against. But the totsah which your maisa created was a neutral totsah. And therefore, the Torah wasn't against the totsah of shechita, of gerushin. The Torah was only against the maisa you used to do it. If the Torah is only against the maisa, then you did the maisa, you did something wrong. But if the Torah is never against the totsah, we don't have this principle, the totsah is not chal. And that's what the Shach is saying. What does Eir Shalasus Beheter mean? It means, did the Torah ask for this result? If there's no way to do Beheter, it means the Torah asked for the result. If there is a way to do Beheter, it means the Torah didn't ask for the result. So he says, on Shabbos, The Torah didn't ask for the result. The Torah just asked for the means you used to achieve it. Okay, so you used the wrong means. The result is still kosher, as opposed to Tmura and Gerushay Ones, Gerushay Anusa, and Makdin Trumul the Bikurim, and Makdish Balmom, and Pidyon Chermei Kohanim, etc. The Torah asked for the result, right? The Torah said, if there's no way to do Behetcha, that means the Torah asks for the result. And that's all Rava means. Rava only applies to, it's just a machlokis, what Milsa means. The Mordechai Lechora and the Moras Yafet as elucidated with some Achronim say Milsa means Maisa. If you do the wrong thing, it doesn't work. If you do the wrong action, it doesn't work. If you use the wrong process, it doesn't work. And all the Achronim say, no, that's not what Rava meant. Rava meant, if you achieve the wrong result, it doesn't work. But if you achieve a perfectly fine result with the wrong means, then it does work. And that's how they get out. That's how they explain Shabbos. And that's what the Taz is also saying. Asa mitzad atzmo, right? Asa mitzad atzmo means this result is what the Torah didn't want. Then we say lo mahani. But if the result is fine, you just happened to do it, decided to do it in a way that wasn't fine, then it's mahani. You did a terrible thing. You're a rasha. You deserve an onesh. But the result you achieved is neutral. And that's what the Ma'arit means also. What does the Ma'arit mean? I know I'm getting to Machlokas Achronim here, and I'm going against a big Achronim, but I just think Pashup Shad in the Ma'arit is he didn't mean it's a Kirov project to save people from Aviros. Especially since it doesn't save you from Aviros. That's what Rava says. What he meant is that if battling Chalos would take away the Avera, that's a way of proving that the Avera is in the Chalos. If taking away the result would take away the Pasuk of the Avera, that means the Avera is in the result. So lo mahani. If taking away the result would not take away the Avera, that's because the Avera wasn't in the result. The Avera was in the process. And if the Avera is only in the process, then we don't say Lo Mahani. Lo Mahani only applies the Avera is in the result. And that's why I think it gets very confusing. You could read pages and pages and pages. But everyone's really, and there are enough Gemitas, but everyone's really just trying to say the same thing. To figure out when the Torah answered the result, in which case, Yavid Lo Mahani, and when it was a neutral result. And the Torah, you just did a process the Torah Aser to get there, in which case Yavid Mahani.
But doesn't that go into the whole concept of what the law is on Shabbos, the whole concept of law of Machshevet, whether you have thought, if you have in mind to do the law or not, it's whether you actually physically, if something ended up getting done. Because there's a whole thing that if you don't have Kavanah to do
it, correct, but something that's done even without a chalos, just to take some of our examples, if I write again, even if the woman's not divorced, they're still right? If I shecht an animal, Vaharaya, it's just as usher to write a get as to write my memoirs. Right? Because it's usher and Shabbos is making the writing, not having a divorce. Well, right? It's just as usher to shecht a cow as it is to, you know, to kill a pig in order to use his hide for footballs. Right? So, it's Shabbos is not ushering it's ushering the physical result of what I do. But it's not answering the chalos that comes out of it, right? Because even if there were no chalos, it would be just as much chalos Shabbos, right?
You have all these things that if you do a klach or yad, you do with two people, and you know, all kinds of things where the halacha is not done. But you should. There's still something. Something has happened in the end. There's a chalos without a real maisa.
There's a chalos on Shabbos? No, there's just a good malacha. What chalos? I have to build, you're right, only if I build my house well. I have to build it so that it stands, and I have to build it by myself, and I have to build it with my right hand, etc. But that's not a chalos.
Well, you need the chalos of Melech Shabbos, in which it could be that this thing is physically done, but you aren't over on Melech Shabbos.
That's not a chalos of Melech Shabbos. That's not a chalos. I mean, it's not that if I do it with my right hand and by myself, and etc., that's chalos. That's just a Maisa Melech Shabbos. That's just finding a Maisa. I don't think there's a Chalos of Melech Shabbos. La'ani Adati, I guess we'll get a chance to figure it out next year. So I think that basically this is the Machlok, is that everyone else is just arguing about exactly what litmus test to use and how to draw the line in terms of figuring out whether the Maisa is Aser or the Totsah is Aser. If the Maisa was Aser, then it's still Mahani. Even though you did a bad Maisa, you didn't achieve something the Torah didn't want achieved. If the Totsah is Aser, then you've achieved something the Torah didn't want to achieve. And that's when Rava says, the Torah didn't want this result achieved, then you can't do the result. And I think it's very posh and everyone's really saying the same thing. The Grizzly Rabbi Kivayor in the Pesukim are also saying the same thing. All of this is a specific Pasuk that tells you not to achieve. They're also saying the same thing. What do they mean? If there's a specific Pasuk, then that could be taken as ushering the result. saying don't accomplish this thing. If there's no specific pasuk about this, then that means you're accomplishing a neutral result. You just happen to be generally accomplishing through some general means, which is inappropriate. Now, which way does Tosfos hold in this machlokas? So the Shar HaMelech, I think, in the end, decides that Tosfos goes on the Artosfosim, go on the first side, on the top side of the machlokas. Right? Why? But it's always a tricky diuk. The Shar HaMelech at the end here says, Achat Tosfos al b'tmura nirgalos v'yirli haki klal. Doesn't hold from any of these if you look in the Echronim. Shari hekshir sham dim rasam bravaz el shonim gomer shofet pesel al chavitz li pasel. Yishlomer yusham asr kala hachshir. Bekosit tzorim ozen litzar v'yishlomer v'chuli. Ashta maik hashem yishofet pesel al chavitz li tzorim ozen mechor. Shani hasam. Right, why do they have a kasha from Pesach and from Bechor? In Pesach and Bechor, it's not going to save you from the Aveir. Well, let's take one step at a time. Right, why do they have a kasha from Pesach and Bechor? So he says, in Shchitas Pesach, he says, it's not going to save you from the Aveir of the Pesach Pasul. You still shechted it on Chametz. And he says, in Shchitas Pesach, the Maisa Atzma was not Aser. The Maisa Atzma was not Aser. It's only because you have Chametz that's Aser. Right, it's not intrinsically Aser. So he thinks that Tosfos, you know, if here we have our Tosfos says the Shar HaMelech. The Shar HaMelech says Tosfos is like the Marash Yafeh. What's his proof? His proof is A, Shchita Pesach, if not for the Gzeres HaKasov, would be Lomahani, right? Would be Lomahani, which proves that even though all you did, you happened to do it in the wrong way by owning Chametz, right? It's still Lomahani. So I'm not terribly convinced by that, Shar HaMelech. I don't know, are you convinced by this? And what's B? B, Tzorim Ozen Bechor. Tosfos thinks at first is Lomahani. So look, Tzorim Ozen Bechor, what do you mean Lomahani? There is a mum. What's the totsah the Torah wanted to aser? Right, a mum? No, there is a mum. Meaning Tzorim Ozen Bechor, clearly the chalos of a Bechor being eaten is not what the Torah asered. The Torah asered putting a mum, and asering putting a mum clearly cannot prevent the chalos. Right? Because meaning, Asherim putting a mum is clearly just an Isser l'chachila. If you put a mum, the mum is there. Right? So basically, you did a terrible maisa of putting a mum in a Bechor. The mum is actually there. And Tosfos asks, that should prevent the Bechor from being edible. That should prevent the heter achila. So that's all like Marash Yafeh. If you happen to do something in Usser way, You could have had a Bechor by itself. You happen to do it in Usser way, then we don't recognize it. And likewise, because of Pesach, you happen to shef the Pesach alachomets in the other way, and Tosfos thinks that if not for Xeris Kassi, it would be puzzle. So Shar HaMelech thinks Tosfos like the minority side of the Chakira. I am not terribly convinced. I think the mainstream Achronim assume not that way. Achronim assume Tosfos is like the mainstream, opinion. And what would they say about Tzorim Ozen Bechor? They would say, this is always a tricky thing. Say, don't be redaik from the question of Tosfos. Be redaik from the answer of Tosfos. They would say that that's exactly Tosfos' answer. Tosfos' answer in Tzorim Ozen Bechor, what is his answer? His answer is, Taki did a bad thing, but once you did it, there's a mum. And a mum has a result. There's no knas here. That's exactly Tosfos' answer. What's Tosfos' answer? That the Torah forbade, right, making a mum, but not, the Torah forbade making a mum. Torah forbade making a mum, but that's an uvda, that's a fact. So then, the Torah never forbade the result of eating the bechor. The Torah didn't say, don't eat a bechor because you made it edible on purpose. The Torah didn't say, don't be motzi of matar bechor lachila. The Torah says, don't put them up. That obviously is can't be bechali of mahani of lo mahani. That's like losas of halacha. I did the malacha whether the Torah liked it or not. I has a moment the Torah liked it or not. Maybe that's exactly his answer. His havamina might have been, there are other ways to read, but maybe his havamina was, maybe his havamina talk was like Morris Yaffe. You did something wrong, it shouldn't be chal. His answer is no. You did something wrong, when is it not chal? Only if the Torah asked for that result. Here, the Torah never asked for that result. The Torah gave a general isser of not putting a mum in kachim, and didn't ask for the result of eating kachim with a mum. Right? So either you could apply the tazir. You know, eating the animal is not also misad atzmo. Eating the animal is perfectly mutzi. You just happen to have created a mum. But for sure, according to the Maharit, right? Meaning, can you say that what the Torah asserted was making the animal edible? No, because it would be just as big an aveira if there was no heter achil of the animal. Right? Use the Maharit's litmus test, right? That's very illustrative here. Is the iser making the animal edible? No, because even if you can't eat the animal, it's just as usher to bring a mum because now it's not fit for hakrava anymore. So we see the iser was the maisa of making the mum. The Torah forbade the maisa of making a mum like Meleches Shabbos, but not just like the Torah didn't ask for the chalos shchita, the chalos heter shchita. Or the just aser making doing malacha on Shabbos. Likewise here, the Torah didn't aser the heter b'chor. The Torah aser making a mum in the b'chor kol mum lo yevo. So I think you could say that's exactly Tosfos' answer is like the Maharit. Tosfos' answer is look, even if you can't eat the b'chor, even if it's aser forever, it's still just as much an avir to put a mum in it. So therefore, that shows that the result that we're discussing is not what the Torah asserted. The Torah asserted the process that gets you there, and the Torah only asserted the process that gets you there, so you're a terrible person for doing the wrong process, but there's no reason not to have the result. And the proof is, if it had a mum by itself, it would get this result. I mean, this is a result the Torah is not unhappy with. The Torah is not unhappy with the result of a... Let me write that a little clearer. Torah forbade Maisa of Hatolas Mum, but the result of an animal with a mum being mutter Bachila is perfectly acceptable. How do we know? If it has a mum by itself, it's mutter b'achila. That result is a total neutral result. That's a neutral result. If an animal has a mum, it's mutter b'achila. The problem is in the process, right? And that's exactly what Tosfos' answer is. Tosfos' answer is the problem is in the process, and if the iser is in the process, then that's mahani l'kuli alma. Rava only says, well, mahani, if the problem is in Tosfos', what would you do? Shitas Pesach. Shitas Pesach is not just a half of you. It's maskana. I mean, Shita's Pesach really is b'chol rabba, except as exeris adjustment to get out of it. But Rav Elchanan already deals with this, right? In the Kovetz Ha'aros, he explains Tosfos. He says no. He says the iser is not the ma'isa shchita. The iser is the chalos of a korban pesach for bailim o'om chametz. Let's at least stick with the bailim now, right? Let's assume Tosfos told me the normal case with the bailim o'om chametz. Tosfos says no. The iser is not the ma'aser shchitas korban pesach. The Kovetz Ha'aros says, and what if you would shech the korban pesach b'chutz al chametz? You wouldn't violate los shishchal chametz dam zivchi because you're not making it a korban pesach. You're making it pasul. Right? The Isser is only, right? It's not that, does Hashem care? Think about it. Like, what's the Isser? Hashem cares that you kill this animal because you have chametz? Why would Hashem care that you kill the animal that you have chametz? Hashem cares that now you're a bialim of a carbon Pesach. I mean, it was always a carbon Pesach, but it wasn't a carbon Pesach mukrav. You're a bialim of a carbon Pesach, not just a behemoth carbon Pesach, but a kedushas carbon. The Achronim say, we discussed 2 years ago, when you shecht an animal, gets a kedushas carbon. Now, there's a hakrava. You're a bialim of a Pesach of chametz. There's a Pesach, which is, a Pesach is bialim, right? That's a very important part of the identity of a carbon Pesach, is the bialim, right? It's only nechal. Einu nechal el lumnuyav, as we say every morning. And the problem is the chalom shechita, that's the terasr, not the maisa shechita. And that's what Rav Chanan says. If you shech the bachutz and not make a chalos karban, I mean, you'd be chayav karis for shechita chutz, that's a separate problem. But you wouldn't be chayav malchus for the shishka chametz dam zefchi because you didn't make it a chalos karban. So I think that's very reasonable at Tosos. Why does Tosos think this is Bechal Rava? Because this isn't how you happen to do a Maisa. This isn't a problem in the process. Oh, you shechted it wrong. What's wrong with you shechted it? I mean, I don't even have to be the one to shecht it. Some guy, Gottesman, remember Gottesman? Right, he is in the Beis HaMikdash and I'm in, Tel Aviv and I own chametz and he happens to shecht something. There's something wrong with that process? No. Torah didn't mean to answer a Maisa Shechita when there's chametz. Torah meant to answer a korban Pesach ala chametz, a korban Pesach which has a chalos chametz in it. And I think that makes perfect sense. Otherwise, the guy doing the Maisa Shechita is not even the guy with the chametz. So I think that really the Shaar Melech is wrong.
It's like the same as Shabbos. It's like the same as Shabbos, just in the background.
What do you mean by that?
The chametz reality is like Shabbos, just like happens to be Shabbos, also there happens to be chametz.
No, that's the Shaar Melech's time. He said it just happens to be chametz. Then he's like the Maharaj Yafa. I'm claiming it doesn't just happen to be chametz. The identity of the Pesach is a Pesach ala chametz. The identity of the Pesach is a chametz de Pesach. It's answering the result of a chametz de Pesach. That's arguing with Shaar Melech. You're agreeing with Shaar Melech. Zechotcha. Anyway, so within our Tosfos of Daled Amud Beis, you could take him two ways. You could look at his questions and say, look, he's even dealing with coincidental things. You shecht the chametz, shecht the pesach is a reasonable thing, coincidentally you have chametz. A bechor being mutter is of course every bechor with a moment's mutter. You just happen to put in the bechor instead of letting it happen, on its own. And therefore, he says, Tosfos is not like the Maharit. He says that Shitas Pesach is well Mahani, if not for the Xeris HaKasav, even though the Shechita would be Usur with or without, would be just as bad with or without the Kalos. He says, Sorb Ozen Bechor, in the question at least, is well Mahani, even though with or without the Heter Achila would be just as bad of an Aveira. And he says, even though it's just coincidence that you Shechted the Pesach this way, He puts Tosfos on the minority side of this chakira. However, I'm not so convinced. The Kopitzaris wants to say no. Tosfos on the majority side of this chakira. He thinks Milsa doesn't mean Maisa. He thinks Milsa means Totsah. And in Shechitas Pesach, it's not the Maisa Shechita that's Aser. Coincidentally, you did a Maisa Shechita L'chametz, but the carbon is perfectly kosher. No, it's a psul in the carbon. You shouldn't have a carbon of chametz stick carbon Pesach. What makes a carbon Pesach chametz stick? If it's the menuyav and the menuyav have chametz, and he says that's exactly Tosfos' answer by Tzorim Bechor. Let me not say, but the other opponents say Tosfos' answer by Tzorim Bechor, Ozen Bechor, is that you just did the process wrong. But the result is a result the Torah accepts. The Torah accepts the result of eating a bechor with a mum. You just did the process wrong by putting the mum in yourself. Unlike all the cases in our Gemara, which the result the Torah didn't accept. Okay, that's a little deal in Tosfos. You can say the same thing in Tosfos Vav. The Shaar Melech would say, Tosfos had a havamina and a shvua that Rav would apply to a shvua. I might say that's exactly his maskana. Okay, the only last thing I want to deal with, but I want to deal with this b'ketzer nimrus in terms of this introduction to the sugya, what about the Mordechai? Do we hold like the Mordechai or not? There's a steer in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch whether he passed like the Mordechai or not. There are some achronim, such as the Shach, some chasher achronim, such as the Shach and the Nodi Behuda, who want to say that we can still agree with the Mordechai. The Pashtut shot you would have said, if Milsa means Maisa here. Meaning that then the Mordechai would say, look, you broke a Shavua. If you broke a Shavua, the Gerushin's not Chal. And Tosos would say, no, you just made that up. Meaning, yes, the Torah says, Bal Yachol Tavaro. But the Torah didn't want you not to divorce your wife. The Torah didn't want you not to sell your car. You just made that up. The Torah wants you in general. It's a general thing. It's like L'sasa Malacha. In general, you shouldn't break Shavuos. But you just made up what you swore about and what you didn't swear about. And the Torah never didn't want this result. So this would be Tosos. He would say, Mahani, because you made up the Totsah by yourself. Right? Vadam Ilibo. He says, what do you mean? You can't say the Torah is against divorcing your wife. You're the one who swore not to against your wife. The Torah is in general against breaking oaths. Okay, the Torah is in general against breaking oaths. That's like the Torah is in general against working on Shabbos. But the Torah has nothing against this particular result, only you have something against it. However, the Shach takes it a little differently. The Kobetz Ha'aras likes this. He says, yeah, of course, like, there's no issur in the Totsah of divorcing your wife. The issur is just that when you divorce your wife, you're also breaking your Shavuah. Right, in the process, you're breaking your Shavuah. And the Taz likes this. He says, divorcing your wife is not usur mitzad atzmo, right? Or they all discuss not divorcing your wife, but selling something. Same idea. It's not usur mitzad, like Rabbi Akiva Igros' case, giving away Matana, giving away your property. It's not usur mitzad atzmo. It's only coincidentally usur. And l'chor the Margarit also. When you swore not to divorce your wife, l'chor you violate the Shavuah, whether it's chal or not. Simple pshat is, that Rabbi Akiva Igros deals with this, I think Rochana actually deals with this. You violate the Shavuah. Deals with this. You violate the Shavuah whether divorce is chal or not. You swore not to give her a get, and you clearly violated your Shavuah, right? And therefore, the Ma'arit would say that it's Mahani. However, the Shach says. Shach says we still accept the Mordechai. The Shach says we still accept the Mordechai. Why? Because once you swore not to divorce your wife, you can't divorce your wife at all under any circumstances. Once you swore not to divorce your wife, that became a result that is usher to achieve. Right? Because once you swore, it is usher to achieve that result in any way. He says, look, this is not like Shechting and Shabbos. He wants to say, even though we say Loma Rava wouldn't apply to Shabbos, because that's just a way, you know, it's a perfectly neutral result that you happen to do on Shabbos. The Shach wants to say that we could agree with the Mordechai, and the Shach actually paskins like the Mordechai. No one paskins like the Maharosh Yafa. The Shach actually paskins like the Mordechai. He says, once you swore not to do it, now that's a result you can't achieve under any circumstances. Now, of course, this becomes a matter of how you look at things. The Shach will say, this is a result you can't achieve under any circumstances, and someone can't expect him. No, of course, this is a result you can achieve under lots of circumstances, under circumstances where you didn't swear. Right? Meaning, right now it's Shabbos, I can't achieve Shechita under any circumstances.
But
I could tomorrow.
You can wait.
So the Shach might say, but here I can't wait. Here, this has become a result that is, utterly forbidden to me.
What he's saying is that up until now there was 613 mitzvahs. Now you added another mitzvah.
Brilliant.
So then it has
okay.
The same.
I was meramis to this. Exactly. I was meramis to this earlier in the Gemara when we talked about Shavuah. What's the machlokas between the Shach and the other achronim who reject the Mordechai? So it could be they're arguing about the standards of Eavid Lomahani. The Shach says, look, any result which I can't achieve, even though the reason I can't achieve it is coincidental, is still the Eavid Lomahani. The other postman would say, no. If it's just coincidental that I can't achieve it, it's fundamentally a neutral result, then it's no problem. But it could also be that they're arguing about the Isser of Shua. As Aaron said, the big Chakir, if you learn the Shuas, is what's wrong with breaking a Shua? Is it that now there's an Isser to do what you swore not to do? Or is the problem just that you are not, you are lying? You know, sort of you're lying Lamafreya, as it were. So I think that the Shach, if the Shach views a Shmua as really creating an Isser, right? Now this really makes them fundamentally Isser. It wasn't Usser before. I used to have 613 commandments. Now I have 614. Now it really makes it fundamentally Isser. Then the Shach makes a lot of sense. If you assume it's not fundamentally Isser, it's just, I can't create an Isser. I can just create a situation where it's Usser for me to do something because then I will be, because then I will be violating my word. Then the other Echonah makes sense. The Shach might be based on, I don't want to get into this now, again, I apologize, but perhaps the Shach understands that a Shmua or a Neder actually creates an Isser. If a Shmua really creates an Isser, then hold on a second. It used to be a perfectly neutral thing to divorce my wife. Right? I'm not a Ma'anis. I'm a regular guy. I can divorce my wife whenever I want. It's a free country. Now that I swore not to do it, it becomes a result forbidden by the Torah to divorce my wife. Oh, it wasn't Hashem's idea to forbid the result, but it's still a result forbidden by the Torah because now I have an Isser to divorce my wife. So it could be, again, that the Shach is, maybe he's a Chiddush Rabbi Yovel Mahani, but maybe he's a Chiddush Rabbi Shmua, that he understands that Shmua has become inherently Usser. While the other, breaking a Shmua is inherently Usser, while the Taz would clearly say, no, breaking a Shmua is not Usser, Mitzad Asma is not inherently Usser. So maybe he would believe that breaking a Shmua is inherently Usser. If breaking a Shmua is inherently Usser, that means that the result of divorcing my wife is a result that the Torah does not want me to achieve. Okay, so there is some subtlety in terms of the Mordechai. In terms of the Mordechai, there is some subtlety. Past us, the Mordechai goes with the Morash Yafet, which Alexam Sofer understood him. But there are some Achronim who want to say, no, even in the mainstream approach, where we say it only applies to things that are inherently problematic, Shmua is still Usser. Shmua is still considered inherently problematic because you can't do it under any circumstances, which may just be a broader Yavud Lomahani, or maybe a different approach to understanding the Isser Shmua, which is that you actually create an Isser and not just create a situation where you're now going to do an Isser if you do something.
There's a precedent for that. You have the same thing by a Kohen who divorces, but the Torah doesn't want you not to be married to her. But if you set it up and you divorce her, then you can't be married to her anymore. So you've set up the Isser by your action.
Correct, but that's, you know, this is still a step beyond because you actually decided on your own instead of just creating a situation. Okay, so the two ways of understanding Rava, either it's some sort of classical dinis or milsa equals maisa, and what it means is even if the lo mahani is not inherently connected to the milsa, the Amar Rachmana lo ta'avid, right? That was the approach l'chora of the Mordechai. That was the approach that the Chasam Sofer developed the Mordechai, the Morash Yafeh of the Shara Melech wanted to read into Tosfos, that even if it's coincidence, if you get there by the wrong means, it doesn't work. But most Achronim and most Rishonim assume, no, that that Rava only applies if you've done, if the Lo Mahani is the Milsa, right? If the Lo Mahani is the Milsa, right? Meaning, only if the Lo Mahani is the Milsa. That is exactly what Rochelin is trying to explain. If what might or might not work is exactly what the Torah didn't want, then Rava says, if the Torah didn't want this result to work, it doesn't work. But if the Torah didn't like the process you took, that's fine. And that's the machlokus. Is it Milsa is a Maisa, which is coincidentally related to the thing that's Mahani, Lo Mahani? Or no, only if Milsa is the result that might be Mahani, it's Lo Mahani, which all the Achronim say in five different ways, and there are probably other subtle nuances. And that explains why it doesn't apply to Shabbos, which is Pasuk Shana Shas, and Tosos, why it doesn't apply to Shmur, things you make up yourself, and we thought that that was Tosos also. That's exactly Tosos Maskana about Shmur. Since you made it up yourself, the Torah didn't disapprove of the result. That's exactly Tosos' answer by Torah Rosh Bechor. Yeah, the Torah didn't want the mum in the Bechor. But once the mum is in the Bechor being edible is not a result the Torah has anything against. It's just you did the wrong process to get there. One thing which I thought perhaps you could say, although this is a question, is could there be another nafkamina into this chakira besides just, you know, what we're basically saying is, summary, nafkamina is if the you just coincidentally achieved a neutral chalos via a bad maisa, one derech would say lo mahani, and the second derech would say mahani. Right? That's basically what we've been saying the whole board. Could be there could be another nafkamina one. Maybe there could be another nafkamina also. There's a discussion that we showed him, what about shogeg? What if you only did it with shogeg? Right, I quoted to a line from the Noda Yehuda here. The Noda Yehuda says, "Masha Amar Rav B'Tur Dafdal Meis called Amar Chonel Savadi Avid Lo Mahani Hainu Afili Avid B'Shogi Lo Mahani." Most posts assume even B'Shogeg it's Lo Mahani. However, this does get more complicated. The Shar Hamelech and the Shakel Atari here seem to assume even or that only B'Meis it wasn't Mahani. It gets more complicated also because there are some Chonel saying, "Well, B'Shogeg it's not Mahani, but Onus it would be Mahani." But let's just stick with this. What does he say? If you look at his problem with the Marash Yafa, he says, Omnam, second paragraph, Adora Kashalai, who the Kidaito, Tixi, the Rav Masnisa, Shikha, Skula, and Dukatani, Masnisa, Shogam, Shabbos, Alfred, Shimus, Chai, Benaf, Shikstasok, Sheira, Boilo, Kumi, Bigmar, Bemazid, Rav Meirhi. Vamai, Name, Kamil, Sarah, Chol, Sami, Yavla, Mahani. So what does he say? In the Gemara, they say it's Amazid. So why wouldn't you say Yavla, Mahani? He sounds like, oh, Yavad Lomahani only applies B'mezid, right? That's because he asked the Kasha and Marash Yafa, he has to find a case of Mezid. And then he also says, Kashali from Sechus Chulin, Kasva Ran, Dafkam Shogeg, or Afila B'mezid, right? Meaning, he only asked the Kasha and Marash Yafa, how could it be Kasher? B'mezid should be Lomahani. So he seems to be a Shitas Yachid who says that Lomahani would only apply B'mezid. I thought that maybe this question of Shogeg or Mezid might be relevant to to this chakira. If you understood that it was because of how bad the maisa was, right, then what might you say? That the result is a perfectly fine result, but we're going to passel the result because you achieved it the wrong way. Then what might you say?
Shogeg is okay.
What? Yeah, l'chora. Rak b'mezid lo mahani. And this is, now the truth is the Shar Melech, this I can't figure out, meaning the Shar Melech doesn't come back to this. He says this in his Kashan Marash Yafeh. So I'm not sure if he holds this himself, or he's just saying this L'shitase in the Marash Yafeh, but at least the Shar HaMelech Bikush Yoso Al the Marash Yafeh. You know, at the very least he thinks the Marash Yafa should only say Lo Mahani if it's B'mezid, which makes perfect sense. The Marash Yafa says in the Maisa, that should be only B'mezid. On the other hand, if you say it's about the Torah didn't want a certain result achieved. The Torah didn't want this result achieved, so if you try to achieve it, it doesn't work. Then I think it makes sense. If the Torah didn't want this result achieved, then maybe you're trying to achieve this result because you're an evil person. Maybe just because you're a misguided person. But if the Torah said, I don't want this result achieved, then, l'chora, we should say, afilu b'shogeg lo mahani. This is what I quoted in Noda Yehuda and most achronim who assume that even b'shogeg is lo mahani. This is not mochrach, because you could say that the Torah doesn't want the result achieved, but that's only if you're trying to go against the Torah and achieve a result the Torah doesn't want. Or you could say, the Torah doesn't like the mice you did, but even B'shogeg's a bad mice, you should have been more careful. Who told you to be lackadaisical about the Torah?
But I thought that it could be totally on this Akira if the problem was it's like you shouldn't benefit from the wrong mice from the wrong process. The result is fine, but you shouldn't benefit from the wrong process. Then it should only be if you really did this process, amazing. If it's that the Torah doesn't want you achieving this result, then it makes sense to me that, well, the Torah doesn't want you achieving this result, even if you just achieved it by accident, the Torah doesn't want you achieving this result. So I thought, and the mainstream psak is clearly that it would be Mahani if it was just coincidentally Usser, and that even Bishogeg Rav applies, which would work. You know, the mainstream clearly is like the second side of this that here. Okay. I just want to briefly discuss Abaye for 1 second based on reading Tosos, the Tosos we started with in Daf Vav Amud Aleph. What does Tosos say? Let's turn back to the last Tosos in Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Bahash, the Shinui, Cholani, Shinui, Abaye, Varav, Amai, Kliki. Right now that we answer all the answers, meaning this is a very funny machlokis, right? It's a bit of a frustrating machlokis. People who learn Gemara, it's a great machlokis. For people who don't appreciate Gemara, they're like, why are you playing games here? Rav and Abaye have this big machlokas, and it turns out they don't argue about anything. Right? Because everyone just has a way of getting out of all the riots. So the Gemara actually asks this question, right? Abaye, what are they arguing about? We just don't know what the Gemara means in the end. The Imtor, name of the plea, Behachim, what Anush Anishnul Shulagar Shishto, Behachach, Anur Vigirsha. Maybe they're arguing about a guy who swore not to divorce his wife and then divorced her. Clearly, there can't be Xeris Kassim about this. It's a weird case you just made up. So maybe that's what they're arguing about. So Tosa says,
nope, can't be. The Abaye Mahani, the Rav Lo Mahani Gerushin came to Avraham Meimer Drachmana. Nope, the Yishlomah came in Isser Kamo Lo Yuchal Shalcha Elishu Badas. Isser Bechia Gam Lo Amar Rav Lo Mahani. Right, Tosa says, Rav never said a Shita when you made up the Isser, only when it's an objective Isser. Which again makes a lot of sense for the mainstream approach that only if the Torah asks for this result, like Lo Yuchal Shalcha. The Torah specifically says, I don't want you to go there. Over here, the Torah says, you know, as far as the Torah is concerned, Hashem wants you to go everywhere. Just you shouldn't go where you said you wouldn't go. So that Rava wouldn't apply. Then he has a second question. Kashal Rabbeinu Baruch. Amai lokomer depligi b'hachik yonim pad v'chor ma'isa ocharamim lo mahani l'kuli alma ke demefarish shugya. Right, there are many cases like Xeris Akasa that's lo mahani l'kuli alma. Like if you're pode b'chor ma'isa ocharim. Right, according to Rava, it's lo mahani yisvara. According to Abaye, it's lo mahani because it's a special Xeris Akasa. So what's the nafgamina? Dil Abaye lo lucky came into lo mahani. The hachi amar Abaye le el dehechad lo mahani lo lucky. Olu Rav a lucky mishum da avra meimra derechmana. What is Rabbeinu Baruch's question? Rabbeinu Baruch's question is that this should be a nafgamina. Now theoretically, you could say that he's right, that should be the nafkamina. The Gemara just didn't say it because they were looking for nafkaminas as what's mahani. What's he saying? He's saying, let's say, hode bechor meiser v'charam. Right, so according to Rava, it's lo mahani misvara. According to Abaye, it's lo mahani alpig zeres akasa. But according to Rava, you should get Malkus, because Rava's whole sheet is you get Malkus for attempted evil, right? For trying to do something, even if you don't succeed. According to Abaye, you should say Eino Loke, because Abaye holds you only get Malkus. You only get Malkus if you actually accomplish something. You only get Malkus if you actually accomplish something, not if you just try to do something. How might you answer Tosa's question? Now, you might answer Tosa's question by saying, this could be enough between Rav and Abaye. You know what? There's a lot of things they could have said that they didn't. But how would you get out of this question, perhaps? Is it so pasha that according to Rav, you'd be loka, according to Abaye, you wouldn't be loka? Anyone? I see we're all wearing our thinking caps. So, this depends a little how you read Abaye in the beginning of the sugya. What did Abaye say? Abaye said, "Kol mazal rochon lo savedim ovid mahani diisal kedaych lo mahani amay lucky." What does Abaye mean by "diisal kedaych lo mahani lo lucky"?
What does Abaye say? E salkadai dechlo mahami lo lucky. Why shouldn't I get malchus if it's lo mahani?
Why shouldn't I get malchus if it's lo mahani? What? I didn't do anything. Hold on, if I didn't, did I do an iser? So there are two ways of reading Abaye. One way of reading Abaye is, if lo mahani, I didn't do an iser. And if I didn't do an iser, there's obviously no malchus.
How many people read Abaye that way? Okay, if no one raised their hand, then you read Abaye differently. How did you read Abaye? What does Abaye mean? Well, let's take the other possibility. What's the other possibility? If lo mahani, then even though I did an iser, I shouldn't get malchus.
Because there was no tutsah.
Right, I shouldn't get malchus because I didn't actually accomplish anything. So what do you think Abaye meant by that? Did he mean it must be mahani because if lo mahani it wouldn't be usher, like, well, I haven't done anything wrong? Or did he mean it must be mahani because if lo mahani, then you can't get malchus for lo mahani. You can't get malchus. Like, it's not like in Harisha it's mahani. Right, in lo mahani, you can't get malchus. Which way did you read Abaye? Or do you now? What way do you think he? What do you think Abaye means?
And he does get malchus. He's saying if he's clearly he's getting malchus because he's
because
if a lo mahani, why should he get malchus? So the assumption is he does get malchus.
Right, but if lo mahani, what does he mean by lo mahani? Why should he get malchus? If lo mahani, he wouldn't get malchus, but would it be an iser? That's the question. If lo mahani, would it be an iser without malchus, or would it be not an iser? What is Abaye saying? So, this is, if lo mahani, I didn't do an iser, or if lo mahani, then I did an iser, but get no malchus. So Rav Elchanan points out in the Kovetz Ha'aretz that there are two ways to learn Abaye, and these two ways have to do with the Reino Baruch's assumption. Let's ask a simple question. Ho debuchar ma'isim koramim. Rava says lo mahani misvara, and loke, because the rule is, what is lashon? Lucky, mishum da avar amein v'drachmana. What would Abaye say? So this, points out Rav Elchanan, depends on the two ways of reading Abaye. According to the first way of reading Abaye, what does Abaye say? If it's lo mahani, there's no iser. If there's no iser, you can't get malchus. But I apologize.
It's lo mahani.
But here, since there's gzeiras akasov, that there is an iser, even without mahani. If you know, it's gzeiras akasov. It's gzeiras because there is an iser, even though it's lo mahani. Since it's gzeiras because there's an iser, even without mahani, then he's chayav malchus. Meaning, Abaye's question was not about malchus davka lucky. It was about iser. What Abaye was saying is that. Well, if it's lo mahani, there's no iser. So if there's no iser, there's no malchus. But what if there's a gzeiras akasov that, even though there's lo mahani, there's still an iser. And this is exactly how this is how Rabbi Elchanan answers Rabbeinu Baruch's question. He answers Rabbeinu Baruch's question by saying,
it's not about the Malkus, it's about the Isser. Rava thinks there's an Isser even though you haven't done anything. Abaye thinks if you haven't done anything, there's no Isser. Ah, but in these cases, this is Xeris HaKasav. Abaye says that even though you haven't done anything, there is an Isser. If there's an Isser, then you should get Malkus, same as Rava. He's not arguing about Malkus, he's arguing about Isser.
Tosos, he's Medayik, must hold the second Derech in Abaye. Tosos must hold that even though there's a Xeris HaKasav, that Lo Mahani, and there is an Isser, there's no Malkos if Lo Mahani. And this is Rabbeinu Baruch's question that he leaves with Tzaret Iyun.
So he says, Rabbeinu Baruch's question depends on how to understand Abaye's words. If Abaye meant there's a special rule whenever whenever it doesn't work, there's no Malkus, then even if there's a Gzeres HaKasav, then it doesn't work. Once it doesn't work, there's no Malkus. That should be enough to mean Abaye and Rava. But if Abaye's point is not that there's a special rule of Malkus, it's just that there should be no Isser if it's Lo Mahani. But if there's a Gzeres HaKasav that there is an Isser, that's Lo Mahani, then it should get Malkus and be the same as Rava, and that's how you can answer Tosfos' question. So he says, there are basically two ways to answer Tosfos' question. One is Eina Hanami, the Gemara could have said this, and the Gemara wasn't in the mood to say this, and Rabbeinu Baruch's right. Or, the more attractive answer is, say Rabbeinu Baruch's wrong in the first place. Even Abaye would know that there's Malkus for Po de Bechor and Meiser and Haramim, and he would agree with Rava. Oh, why would he agree with Rava? Doesn't he say when there's Lo Mahani, there's no Malkus? What he means is that when there's no Mahani, there's no Isser and there's no Malkus. But over here, there's a Xeris HaKasav that there is an Isser, and then there would be Malkus as well. Okay, now let's just take a few minutes and briefly glance at some of the Gemara here. There's a lot of Shaka Vataria, as you know. I don't know if we can go through all of it. But the just look a little bit. Hey, Mesve, Ona Shigirish. In Yisrael, Maksar Ve'inu Loke, the Amai, right? Ona Shigirish. Right, everyone knows the din. Right, if the guy's ma'anis a girl, then lo siyeli shalu chal shalcha kol yomav. Im yishol machshu meinu loke. V'i amar kevin da'avar meim rachmano loki hanami loki. Right, if you say that according to Rava, he's loke even though it didn't work, then even though it didn't work, he should be loke to yov to the Rava. Amar lach shani hazam da'avar kol yomav kol yomav amav v'hechzir. He says no. Xeris HaKasav, the Atosu said, Rashi also means Xeris HaKasav called Yomav, that there's still an assay called Yomav Amr Lahachzir. Lo Yuchal Shalcha still applies after the divorce. And if Lo Yuchal Shalcha applies after the divorce, then Zalav and Yitzhul Assay, and that's why he's Pater from Malkus. Okay, so Ulabaye, so why does Abaye need this? Abaye thinks maybe he's Pater from Malkus because it didn't work. Ulabaye, Ilav Dom Rachmano, Kol Yomav, Havamina, Yisur David Le, Iboy Lehadar, Iboy Lola Hadak Mashalan. Abaye says, you need Kol Yomav just for the fact that you would have otherwise thought it's also a divorce her, and you don't have to remarry her. So Kol Yomav just to teach you the Pashat fact that you need to remarry her. Okay, this is obviously a very peculiar and difficult line in the Gemara, because the Gemara seems to assume that Onesh Shigiris Im Yisrael Hu Machzir is Lo Mahani. Right, that was the Gemara's assumption. This is the only line in this whole, almost two blot of Abaye and Rava that I think is hard to read in pshat. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong. But what's hard to read, even without getting into every line back and forth? It's just because, what are they assuming? They're assuming that, right, Ones Shegirish. Im Yisrael who machzir the eino loke equals lo mahani, and that's why in the first lashon of the Gemara they say, hold on, it's lo mahani and you don't get malchus. That's Abaye. Abaye says no malchus, it's lo mahani. According to Tosfos, according to Rava, you should get malchus even though it's lo mahani.
And then the second Lishna Achrina, they say, hold on a second, this is Lomahani. If it's Lomahani, it's difficult for a bai, right? Lishna Achrina. May say onus girish mishol machsvein lokim and koin lokim in a machser katani mishol who machser shiuf to the baye. Oh, we see it's lomahani that's against the baye. The answer by is shani yasan rachmanam kol yomukum v'am machser. No, by says really should have been mahani. Just the special gzeres akasa of kol yom that you have to go and remarry her. V'ravar v'lochi lokas rachman kol yom avmiel loki lehader davli lav gzei greida ksiv lo yichol shachah hachi got. The Rebbe says, no, you don't need Kol Yomov to teach us he should remarry her. That's obvious, Lo Mahani. You only need Kol Yomov to teach us that it's a Lavanit Lase, that he's Pater from Malkos. Okay, so why is this Lo Mahani? Meaning, what would you have said Lo Mahani means? How would you have said Lo Yuchel Agarsha? What would you have said Lo Mahani means? That she's not divorced, right? Meaning that there's no issue of being machzer her. So why is this called lo mahani, right? Why is this called lo mahani? This should be called mahani, right? Lo mahani should be that she's not divorced at all. So this is exceedingly difficult. Rashi, I don't really understand arguments of Rashi. I must admit, right? I totally don't understand our Girsa of Rashi. Our Girsa of Rashi is that Rashi says it's called Lo Mahani because Yachol Lahachzira. Since he could remarry her, that's called Lo Mahani. I mean, Mahani would have meant he sent her away and can never remarry her. Lo Mahani means that he can remarry her. I don't really understand exactly what this Havmina is. Meaning what Rashi is basically saying is that Rashi is saying Mahani would mean Eino Yachol Lehachzira. Right? Yachol Lehachzira is Lo Mahani. I'm not sure exactly why. Like, what's the havmina that you divorce her and not be able to remarry her? It's very peculiar. So the Bach and the Gra both are Magia and Rashi. And there's a Griz here who says Rashi really even argues some means like that Haga. Right? If you look at the Bach says a few places, like for example in Hey Chitzorich Lachzira and Vav Ditzorich Lachzira and in Ches Ditzorich Lachzira. And likewise, the Gra says in Hey Shechayif Lachzira, and in Zion Dechayif Lachzira, etc. So, and the Gra says this is what Rashi means anyway. The second shot, I think, is. That Rashi, Lefi, Ra, and the Bach, right, says no. Mahani would mean divorced forever. Or would mean divorced. Like a regular divorce. That would be Mahani. Meaning this get is chal like a regular divorce, which means that in a regular divorce, no one's chayiv to remarry her, right? Like a regular divorce. Eino chayiv lachzira. Chayiv lachzira is lo Mahani. Why? Because the get didn't work. A get is supposed to break the bonds between them, right? Is like a regular divorce, which breaks the bonds between them. Chayvah is lo mahani because they are still connected. After all, anyone here ever learn Masechta Gittin? Raise your hand if you ever learn Masechta Gittin. Okay, what's an important word of a second gittin that teaches that that is a principle invoked that the whole point of gerushin is to completely separate them? Krisos, right? Demarkoris bein olivena. Krisos, we krisos bein abalekim. We had in Bava Metzidas here also, right? So this is mahani would be krisos. They're apart. Lo mahani is that chayav lahachzira. Okay, so taka, this is a lo mahani because the get has not had its effect. Of course. What's a little tricky about this? Is this really lo? I understand mahani would be they're totally disconnected. Is this really what would you think lo mahani should mean? Lo mahani should mean she's still an ashes ish. This is sort of a half mahani, right? It's a half mahani. She's not an ashes ish, but chayiv lahachzira. So how can we claim that this is because of lo mahani? Meaning, isn't this a half mahani? So Tosfos, I think Tosfos agrees with this. Then Rashi's fitting with Tosos, just Tosos adds on, say, they're still connected, and should have been, you know, Ashes-ish Gomer, if Lo Mahani, really because of Lo Mahani, should have been Ashes-ish Gomer. Just Tosos says, that Xeris HaKasov, that she's not an Ashes-ish, just Zeris HaKosov, that she is not an Ashes Ish, meaning Zeris HaKosov, that get is chal to be mater her to marry anyone, but still not chal to separate them. Right? Basically, Tos says, like, Xeris HaKosov, really, the Gemara thinks this is lo mahani and should have been not a get at all, but Xeris HaKosov, the get is still chal. Tos says, why is the Xeris HaKosov? Hekesh get lamisa, just like in Misa, she can always remarry. In Get, she can always remarry. The Shidu Gemetza says, Xeris HaKosov kol yamav. We knew all along the drush of kol yamav. We just didn't fully understand it. Drash of Kol Yomav means he has to do a new Kiddushin, and he has to do a new Kiddushin, that means the get was chal. But this is really a lo mahani, because even though it's a little mahani, because this Xeris HaKosov, but it's not mahani the way it's supposed to be mahani. It's not chal the way it's supposed to chal, which is krisos. Okay, both of these pshatim are very dochen. Rashi, I really don't understand bechal, which I don't feel so bad about, because all the Afronim were magia Rashi. The Rashi, the way the Achronim understood him in Tosos, says, well, it's lo mahani because chayiv lahachzira, which is really like not a pure lo mahani, because then the get shouldn't have been chal. but it's like it shouldn't have been mahani at all. Xeris HaKosov mahani a little, but it's still lo mahani totally. Some of the Achronim came up with more clever. Some of the Achronim from 100 years ago came up with more pashut ways to read this Gemara, which I just thought were worth mentioning, and two of them I have in the Makorah sheet, the Sfas Emes and the Chiddush of Meir Simcha. Sfas Emes, well, I thought like the Chiddush of Meir Simcha could be a very pashut way. What does Chiddush of Meir Simcha say? Chiddush of Meir Simcha, just to take the core of Chiddush of Meir Simcha, he says we're reading the whole Gemara wrong. He says that the Gemara thought that im Yisrael hu macher means the get wasn't chal at all. That's the Gemara thought. In the Gemara thought it was mamish lo mahani. Im Yisrael macher doesn't mean macher b'kiddushin. Means macher without kiddushin. Right? Macher equals without new Kiddushin. That's right. And that's mamish lo mahani. He says the Gemara thinks it's mamish lo mahani. Im Yisrael u machzer veinu loke means if he's a Yisrael, she just goes back to his house without any new Kiddushin because she was never divorced. And that's why he doesn't get Malkus. And then the Gemara reads fine. Just because it doesn't work, there's no Malkus. That's against Rava. And then the little Shachrina says, but it doesn't work. That's against Abaye. Right? The only thing he has to explain is, so why im kohen hu einu machzer? If it's not a get, so why in Kohen Hu Einu Machzir? So this is, he says, this is a real lo mehani mamish. Right? He reads the Gemara kepshuto, mamish lo mehani. So why in kohen hu? So why in kohen hu eino machzir? Why can't the kohen be machzir? So he answers, what?
It's a little bit of a get.
What do we call that?
Re'ah.
It's a re'ah. There's a din of re'ah get. It's a machlok shishon, whether it's a rice or drabbanon. We can certainly assume it's a rice if we wish. There's a din of re'ah get. Re'ah get is a real din. It's darshan from a pasuk. Even if I give my wife a pasuk get, if I'm a kohen, she's still usher to me. She's not divorced. She needs a kosher get, but she'll usher me. Look, this is at least as good as a pasuk get, right? Meaning, it's a real get. It's just not chal because it's against what the Torah said. But I gave her a real get. So he says, Pashat, because of Re'ach HaGet. And he says, in the Havmin, there's only in the Havmin. In the Havmin, this Gemara, something very radical, they mamish misinterpreted the Mishnah of, in Yisrael hu machzir ve'ilokim, kohen hu, lokim hu machzir, to think that it meant, if he's Yisrael, he gets no malchus because he didn't do anything, he's still totally married. And she just comes right back home. And if he's a Kohen, he has to now give her another get because he's passed her himself through Re'ach HaGet. Okay, that's if you take that radical, again, it's just in the Havmin or Gemara, but then I think the Gemara is much more smoothly, Rav Meir Semcha's way, and all you have to do is Machzer Eino Loka, and the Havmin meant Machzer because she was never divorced. The Sfas Emes here has a fourth derech of explaining Pshat in the Sugya. This is a bit of a chiddush. And this goes against some of the things we said about Chalos. He says that the lav lo yuchal shalcha is not about a get. The lav lo yuchal shalcha is about kicking her out of your house. It's about kicking her out of your house. It says there's no lav to give her a get. Lo yuchal shalcha doesn't mean give her a get. Lo yuchal shalcha means you can't kick her out of your house. Right?
I'm not making this up, even though Aaron's giving me a strange look. He says,
the nira the nuhidi begirish over belav mikol makom afilu nusal get klalu megarshim beis so may nusal shirkes the onagam ki bechalu yuchol shalchahu. Even if you don't give her a get, you just kick her out of your house, stam, and you say no more shirkes and ona. Sorry, you're on your own. You also violate the law. What's that called nowadays? It's called separating, right? Even if you right, that's what it's called. Even if you just separate from her, you violate the law. The ikar rotzon haTorah shetiyolu liisha beveiso. The Torah wants. Torah didn't want her to be chalos married to you. Torah wants her to be living in your house. Okay, what does he say? He says very pashut. He says the iser is not the get. But kicking her out of your house. The iser is not the get. The iser is kicking her out of your house. So what does lomahani mean? Lomahani doesn't mean the get's not chal. The get's not the issue. Lo mahani means that kicking her out of the house is not chal. Right? So therefore he says, the get is irrelevant. I don't mean the get is irrelevant. Obviously, a get means you're kicking her out of her house, but that's not the issue. The get is not, is irrelevant. Lo mahani means she's still has a right to live with you. It's taking away her rights to live with you. What does lo mahani mean? The get might have been chal, but you didn't take away her rights to live with you, and therefore, machzer ve'eino loka, she has the right to show up right back in the house and force you to renew the kiddushin. And therefore, so lo mahani,
He gave her
a get. And the get was chal. But he did two things. He gave her a get and he kicked her out of the house.
He had to kick her out of the house.
Okay, the giving of the get was chal. The kicking her out of the house was not chal. And therefore, she has the right to move back into your house. Lomahani is not, I mean, this is lomahani mamish. It's 100% lomahani. The question is, why is this lomahani? Right? If she's divorced. So you say, even though the get was chal, lo mehani means she has the right
to stay in the bias. And that's what Mahani. Mahani would mean she loses her rights, right? Mahani would mean she loses the right to live with you. So there's this technicality, meaning lo mahani, she still has every right to live with you. Technically, she needs a new kiddushin because you gave a get. But that's still called lo mahani because the isser is not in the get. The isser is in the kicking her out of her house. So we have sort of four pshatim as to why this is called lo mahani. Tosfos says it's called lo mahani because the get doesn't totally work. Even though it partially works up because there's a kasef. Rashi says it's called lo mahani because you could remarry her. We don't know what he means by that, unless you're Magia. And then two more pashat pshatim. The Rameir Simcha says lo mahani means the get taka is not a get. And at first in our Gemara they thought the get wasn't chal. And the Sfas Emes says lo mahani means even though the get is chal, that's not what the isser is about. The isser is about kicking her out of her house. The kicking her out of the house is not chal. She has the right to stay in the house. She has every right to stay in the house. I mean, you tried to do a Beit Odom L'Chaveiro of taking away her rights to be in your household. You did not succeed in that. She still has the right to be in your household. Technically, you made her a Grusha. Now you have to go back to the Kasher, make her an Hs Ish again. But that's just technicalities. That's not what the law is really about. That's just a side point. Okay. So either way, Vai and Rava managed to explain themselves on this in this Gemara. Okay, then the Gemara goes through a few other examples, right? The Gemara says, "Termina rala yafed, rachmana mikol chabochel and yirun lo." Okay, we're not going to go through all the examples inside. The Gemara brings down "Termina al hayafed," which works, and so Rava defends himself by a gzeras hakasav, and then everyone explains the psukim, right? We have "Termina min al she'eno mino," which doesn't work, and then Habai explains himself with a gzeras hakasav. We have "Being pode cherme kohanim," which doesn't work. And so that's Akash and Abai. And Abai explains over the Gzeres HaKasav. We have Tamura, and that we already discussed. We have Tamura, which at first the Gemara thinks, well, the way the Rav Chaim read the Gemara, is that at first the Gemara thought it didn't work, and then Rava, first the Gemara thought it works, and then Rava says, no, it really doesn't work. The way the Sfas Emes read the Gemara, if we recall, is that it's Bara that it works. That's the Mishnah. But at first we think it works and it's good for a buy. And Rava says it's only Gzeres HaKasav that it works. So what Rava says here is the fundamental Chakira that we mentioned. Abaye says Tumura works, Gevaldik for me. But Rava says, according to Rav Chaim, says Tumura doesn't work, just Gzeres HaKasav the second is Kaddish anyway. And according to Sfas Emes, says Tumura does work, I'll pick Gzeres HaKasav. Then we have Pidyon Bechor, which doesn't work. And that's good for Abaye, for Rava, and Abaye says Gzeres HaKasav, and then everyone tries to explain the different psukim. And then we have Meiser Behema, being Poda Meiser Behema, that doesn't work, and that's good for Rava, and Abaye says I'll peek Gzeres HaKasav. And then we have Maknim Shumul Bikurim, which does work, so that's good for Abaye, and Rava explains I'll P Gzeres HaKasav. Then we have a Kohen Gadol marrying an Almana, which does work, so that's good for Abaye, and Rav explains based on Gzeres HaKasav. We have Makdish Abal Mum for a Karban on the Mizbeach, which does work, and good for Abaye, Rav says Gzeres HaKasav. And Davav, we have the opposite, Makdish a Behema Tamima, good for Bedek Abayis, which is also an Isser, and that also works, so that's good for Abaye, and Rav says the same Gzeres HaKasav, that being Makdish Abal Mum for the Mizbeach works. Same Gzeres HaKasav, that being Makdish Behema Tamima for Bedek Abayis also works. Then we have Gezel, that works. In what way does it work? That if you have a Shinoi, then you don't have to return it anymore, right? Shinoi Konei, you can keep the Gzela, which is good for Abaye, and Rava says Salpik Gzeres HaKasav. Then we have Lo Sovel based off Oto Voto, going to someone's house to take a Mashkom, which is Usher, but it works because we know you only have to return it. Meaning, if you take someone's mashkon illegally, you only have to return it the same as if you took it legally, which is night things at night and day things in day, but you can keep it the rest of the time, so you still have a chalos, a kinyan mashkon on it. So that's good for Abaye, and Rava says, based on the Gzeres HaKasav. And then we have Peya. If you, it says, don't reap your whole field without leaving Peya. What if you do harvest your whole field? It doesn't work. You have to give Peya later. So that's good for Rava, and Abaye says, I'll pick Gzeres HaKasav. And and then we have, then the Gemara finally, at the end of the Vav and Aleph, says, now that everyone gets out of everything and no one ever has enough Gemina, But my plea, what are they arguing about? They think at first ribbis ktsutsa kumifli. If you take ribbis, you have to return it or not. Uchid Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar ribbis ktsutsa yotz v'dayanu. Rabbi Elazar says you have to return ribbis ktsutsa. And avak ribbis, ribbis rabbana in yotz v'dayanu. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu ribbis ktsutsa in yotz. You don't have to return ribbis ktsutsa. So that's a great nafkamina, right? According to Rava, you have to return the ribbis. Ribbis do rice, ribbis ktsutsa do rice. According to Rava, you don't have to return it. Then the Gemara doesn't like that. Amalei hasam esvar pli. You think that they're arguing about a general svar in kol Torah kula hasam akray pli. You know. It's not true, because Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about specific psukim. So regardless of what you hold in general, you have a specific drasha there. Right? The Amar of Yitzchak, my time with Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, Krak, B'neshech, Nasav, Tarbis, Laka, Chai, Lo, Yich, yeah. Right? You die for taking ribbis. L'chaim, Nis, B'lo, Yishavon. So that's a drasha that you die, but you don't have to pay it back, because you get a bigger punishment of dying. B'dei Shemayim. Rabbi Achbar, Ava, Amar, Rabbi Halfa, Yerushim, L'chach, Nishem, L'mor, Nisat, B'lo, Yishavon. It's just a matter of Yerush Hashem, but it's not something that you can enforce in the physical world. Rav Amar Hacha Tavosa El Asum Moshe Mas Dama Bo Yeh V'Holu Ben Parit Shofu Dam Hukshu Malvi Ribbis Shofu Damim. First beginning of the pasuk talking about someone who takes ribbis. The end is talking about a murderer. Mas Shofu Dam Lanit Li Shavan Af Malvi Ram Ribbis Lanit Li Shavan. Just like if you murder someone, you can't give him back himself. Likewise, you don't have to give back the ribbis. Rav Amar Nachman Yisam Aitam Dura Lazer Dama Kav Chayechi Chimach Ahadli Kiyechin Nechi Yimach. So Rabbi Yochanan is because of a pasuk that he says you don't have to return it, and Rabbi Elazar is because of a pasuk you do have to return it. V'Chayechi Chimach, which is said next to ribbis, you have to give back to him so he can live. So that can't be the machlokes, totally the machlokes of Abaye and Rava, because they each have specific psukim. No matter what, even Abaye could hold that you have to return the ribbis because of a chayach yichimach, and even Rava could hold you don't have to return the ribbis because of all the one of these three psukim that says it's a different punishment. So el my komifli Abaye Rava be shinoi kona loshen acharani shnuye dishninan. So it's not exactly clear what the maskana is. But let's just read the Lishna Achrina, Ribbis Ksusa, Labai Loma Hadda Ribbis, the Rabbi Mahadda Ribbis. Now the Gemara says an even better reason why the Nafkamina can't be given back Ribbis. Valabai Nami Savar Mafkamina Ribbis, because Abai and Rava both paskin that you have to give back the Ribbis, so obviously it's not a Nafkamina. De Amar Abai, Hadden Maskim Chavre Arba Zuze Gribis, Vyavale Lamal, Bechanuse, Glima de Shavichamsha, Barbaki, Mafkimini, Dalam Mafkimini, Vazuza, Matano, Diavla, Rava, Rachamsha, Mafkimini, Matama Kul Torch, Bis Kostly, Liade. Right, there's a machlokas. If I make a shtar, you lend me 100 and I have to pay you 104. That's ribbis ktsutsa, fixed ribbis asda raisa. I pay you 100, and for the 4, I give you for my store a shirt that's worth 5. So do you have to give back 5 or 4? Is machlokas of ayin rabba. But they both agree you have to give it back. It's yotze b'dayani. I can sue you to get it back. So obviously that's not the nafkamina. Ella kikamifli by rabba shinoi kona. In the end, they're arguing by either shinoi kona or hani shinuye de shaninan. Rashi is 2 deyas. What's the nafkamina between them? Rashi's first deya is hani shinuye de shaninan means what are they arguing about? Just what answers to give. They're only arguing about theoretical shakla vataria. Or he says bishinoi kona also means what are they arguing about? Bishinoi kona. If you're mishane from the deya of the Torah, if you're Mishana for the mitzvah of the Torah, does it work or not? So Rashi is two pshatim, Shinui Kone. B'Shinui Kone. Rashi says, right? Perush Rishon means they're arguing about whether HaMishana Meha Torah Ha'im Mehani Olo. Olav. Meaning, Shinoi Kone, does it work if you go against the Torah? Meaning, they're just arguing of Mahani of Yilu Mahani. And then he says, that's the same as Behani Shinuye Dishanina. Meaning, it's a purely theoretical nachlokas. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about theory. Theoretically, if you go against the Torah, does it work or not? And what answers do you have to give in our sugya? So then it is theoretical. The second shot is, he says, no, literally, shinoi kona. They actually argue about shinoi kona. Shinoi kona. Abaye holds shinoi kona. And Rava holds shinoi eino kona. Right? That there's a real nafkamina. Abaye says shinoi kona. Why? Because I stole something, but it works. And Rava says, Shino Eino Kone, even though we said there's a pasuk Asher Gazal, Rava can also miss Shino Kone because of Asher Gazal. But no, the Gemara here is assuming they both darshan Asher Gazal for Al Gzeel Shalom Osef Chomesh, Al Gzeel of Eino Osef Chomesh. Therefore, Asher Gazal is not available for anything else.
And therefore, Abai would say Shinoi is Kone, and Rabba would say Shinoi is not Kone. And there would actually be enough Gemina between them. Okay, if in fact, maybe we'll have to leave it at this stage for now. If in fact the argument is Shinoi Kone, Shinoi Eino Kone, Rashi points out, there's Taka Machlokas Amorim in what gives the, well, how can we say the argument is Shinoi Kone? Isn't it obvious? Which way is it obvious? Which way is it obvious? Isn't Abi Shinoi's Kona? That was the assumption of Bava and Aleph. Rashi says, no, Taka, there's a machlokas in Bava Kama whether Shinoi's Kona or not. Vagozol Kama. That Pluti, Bava Kama, Perkum Ruba, Vagozol Kama, to Ikilmanda Rashinu Kona, Mafik Time, etc. Ikilmanda Rashinu Lokani. Right? And Rashi says, you can dash Asher Gozol, okay, Ancient Gozol, Yachser, Lav, Gavin, what you're doing, or Asher Gozol, Mikol Lokum. Right? So there are two ways to darshan. So he says that might actually be enough Gemina. If this is the nafkamina, now, we'll just leave you with the question, how do we paskin? Like Abai, like Rava. How should we paskin? What? Because of? We always pask like Rava, except for Yalkiyam, it's not Yalkiyam. On the other hand, if the only nafkamina between them is Shinoi Kone, how should we paskin? How do we paskin about Shinoi Kone? We paskin Shinoi Kone, which would mean Abai. Okay, so I just want to spend the first few minutes of Thursday's shiur going over the machlokas, Rishonim and Achronim, whether we paskin in fact like Rava or like Abaye. Hopefully everyone can come in with armed with an opinion as to what they think the Rambam holds. So we'll just start with that. Like I promised, we are not going to chazer at length. We are not going to chazer at length or get Bina'ayin at length in all the different examples they brought up here. And then we're going to go on to the next Gemara of Hakrovas Valmum, of the Isser of Valmum. That really takes us all the way to the Mishnah, is different details of the Isser of Valmum Lozbeach. Just in the short time we have left today, start going through the Gemara on the rest of the Daf Vav Beis about Valmum and the Tosfos and look at the Machlokes Rambam and Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Should be simple enough to find. And then I'll give out more Makoros and Mirza Hashem later. Yeah, I mean, the first few lines of Zayin and Aleph, really. Just, there's a two dots. Is there a two dots a few lines into Zayin and Aleph? Yeah, so until those two dots. Until those two dots, what are the different Isurim involved in Balmom, and look at the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, and there's a Ramban there, and also the Rambam Mishneh Torah, who matches the Sefer Mitzvos as well.